And hey, today being Tuesday, it's time for the Sports Spy, brought to you proudly by Dwell Properties.
It's a Tuesday morning, and of course, that means it's time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist. And what a weekend it was for the Springboks. Off we went to Paris. The French were looking for revenge, but boy, did Siya Kolisi in his 100th test match and his team put on a performance for the Springboks. Victory in France, and it was borderline a demolition considering that Boca only had 14 men. And what a way. What a way for Siya to celebrate his 100th cap. A great result for the Springboks, and all to come forward to play against Italy and Ireland still. But I tell you what, Rassie really rallied the boys up. It was his 50th game as head coach. So a massive result for him and Siya Kolisi. Well done to the Boca. Some other results, a bit of an upset as Italy upset Australia. That should be a warning for the Springboks coming this weekend. New Zealand were too strong. Unfortunately for Scotland, however, Scotland did have their chances. Unfortunately, they just let it slide. That's a 125-year wait for the Scottish to beat the All Blacks, and the wait will continue. Great rugby all round on the past weekend, and again, well done to the Boca. On the cricket side, unfortunately, our young ODI international team couldn't take the series against Pakistan, losing 2-1. But boy, was it good to see Quinton de Kock back for the Proteas, scoring 250s and a century. And boy, the Proteas could use him in the team going forward. On the football front, of course, British football results from the weekend. The big results saw Manchester City beat Liverpool 3-0. Liverpool's woes this season continue, unfortunately, but Man City are really looking strong. Arsenal dropped points for the first time in a long time, drawing 2-2 against Sunderland. And of course, Chelsea winning at home. So really, it's all looking pretty good at the top of the table there for Arsenal and Man City. And it's going to be a tight run-in for the Premier League. On the Formula One side of things, it was the Brazilian Grand Prix this past weekend in Sao Paulo. And Lando Norris, who qualified on pole, won the sprint and then won the Grand Prix. Was certainly the driver to beat this weekend. He extends his lead at the top of the championships. But the main story from the race was Max Verstappen, who started in the pit lane and managed to finish third on the podium, just behind Mercedes' Antonelli, which gave it a Lando Norris in first, Antonelli second, and Max Verstappen in third. A great result that for the Red Bull driver, considering where he started. And then, of course, on the local front, the local Caribou team traveled to Johannesburg for a paddle tournament this weekend, which featured some of South Africa's best paddle players. And the four representatives from the North Coast featured really well with some good, solid results. Playing paddle to 1 o'clock in the morning, not easy, but well done to the team that traveled up to Johannesburg. And that's it for your Dwell Property Sports Bite on a Tuesday. Be sure to be in front of your couch and ready for Springbok action this weekend against Italy. And of course, this is brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.